A point of pride for the town of Brookline is that it's the birthplace of the 35th President of the United States. In advance of the 100th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's birth, which is Monday, we continue our series 100 Years of JFK in Massachusetts. Today, we look at his early upbringing in Brookline. WBUR's Greg Wayland begins at Kennedy's birthplace.
Welcome to our home. Mr. Kennedy and I bought and moved into this house when we were married in 1914.
The voice of the late Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy welcomes visitors to 83 Beale Street, Brookline, the first Kennedy homestead and scene of the birth and very early years of her son, the future president.
We're looking at the living room, or also be called the family room, at the Kennedy household here at 83 Beale Street.
Supervisory Park Ranger Jim Roberts takes us on a tour of this National Historic Site.
This is one of two beds in this room, and this is where John Fitzgerald Kennedy was born on May 29th, 1917, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
He had a two-year-old brother by then. Joseph Kennedy Jr. was born in Hull. Sisters Rosemary and Kathleen would be born in the Brookline home in that same narrow bed.
This house in that era, what kind of a house would it have been?
It was a new construction. It was built in 1909.
Kind of a starter home for a family?
I would think so, yes. It certainly is the smallest home on the street.
When they bought the house, it was the last house on the block.
That's Brookline Historical Society President Ken Liss.
Because the Beacon Street trolley had been put in, it made it easy to live out here in Brookline and easily get into Boston to work. So a lot of professionals like Joe Kennedy were moving into this neighborhood.
But the boy born to the young Irish-American bank president and his bride in that Beale Street home was racked by childhood illnesses. Again, Jim Roberts.
He had mumps, measles, German measles, chicken pox, whooping cough. Also in this home, he came down with scarlet fever. And it is during that time that he's given last rites. They did not expect him to survive.
He would spend 6 weeks in Boston City Hospital.
That may have saved his life?
We believe so, yeah, yeah. But also, Mr. Kennedy went to church and prayed for God to save his second son and that he would donate half of his fortune if his son survived. And he did, and Mr. Kennedy did donate half of his wealth to a Catholic charity for orphans.
Once healthy again, JFK attended the Edward Devotion School, a public school in Coolidge Corner, then the Dexter School, a private school elsewhere in Brookline. He was a poor student.
If you look at his report cards, well, I mean, now some students might think it's a good grade, but he got an awful lot of C's, particularly in government.
Marina Talley is a political science professor at Emmanuel College.
He had an extraordinary reading capacity, and I think a major reason for that was because he was sick so often.
So the boy called Jack became a dreamer. Park Ranger Jim Roberts says he would devour adventure stories and fantasies, Gulliver's Travels, Treasure Island, the tales of King Arthur.
So he would travel in his mind in order to escape the reality of being, stuck in a bed. Therefore, it led him to be a very creative and thoughtful individual at a young age.
Nonetheless, a dreamer who isn't very good at school, you wouldn't think he'd be presidential material.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy certainly didn't think that.
It was their firstborn, Joe Jr., who was the favored son. The family groomed him as a politician. But Boston University historian Tom Whalen says Joe Jr. didn't always get along with his younger brother.
He was something of a bully, and he would really pick on young Jack, who was noticeably physically weaker and smaller than his big, brawny brother. The famous story is they were both on tricycles going right at each other, playing basically a game of chicken, and poor Jack Kennedy, little Jack Kennedy, refused to give in to his bigger, stronger brother, and he got the worst of their crash.
Their father encouraged the sibling rivalry. At the same time, political scientist Marie Natoli says Rose Kennedy nurtured faith and morals.
When she'd be on her way home from the grocery store in the afternoons, she took the young ones to church, to St. Aidan's, just right down the street a bit, to make sure that they understood that church was not just for Sunday. Mm-hmm. The family dinners during the week revolved around politics, but on Sundays they revolved around the gospel.
In 1920, the Kennedy family moved to a larger Brookline home where Eunice, Patricia, and Robert Kennedy were born. In 1927, they moved to the Bronx, convinced the Catholic children could advance there. But Rose Kennedy cherished her Brookline memories.
We were very happy here, and although we did not know about the days ahead, we were enthusiastic and optimistic about the future.
War would intervene. Joe Jr. died. JFK nearly died, then embraced his new destiny. Again, Tom Whalen.
But of course, Jack Kennedy had his own plans. He wanted to be president himself, even at a young age. We now know that from letters he wrote as a young boy.
And that young boy, the frail, sickly dreamer from Brookline, became the favored son and the 35th president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Greg Wayland.